Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back, Red Talks. You already know what it is. Like, comment, and subscribe. If you haven't, make sure you go over to the Spotify for the exclusive episodes that we got on the Spotify. And now, today's episode is it's a Spotify exclusive. Look, listen, sometimes I've got to give you lot the Spotify exclusives. The exclusive of exclusive exclusive. Because guess what? There's no video. There's only audio. I'm an audio man right now. Yes, I run this thing. Yes, Red Talks. Yes. The motivational motivator of the motivatings. Yes, that's me, baby. That's me, baby. They thought they could stop me. Nah. You sit down. You're not stopping me, man. No way, man. They couldn't stop Scarface. They couldn't stop Al Pacino in Scarface. They ain't going to stop me, bro. So let's start anyway, man. I'm getting a little bit crazy. But you know I'm getting crazy because I need to go crazy. Anyway, today's great episode. I always put you lot on game on these sick books that I read, bro. So I was reading yesterday, for majority of the day, The Art of Thinking Clearly. Now, you probably are thinking, why did you spend half of your day reading a book about The Art of Thinking Clearly? Because my mind wasn't thinking clearly, bro. I was thinking about revenge. And revenge is never a good thing, bro. They robbed my studio. What can I say to you lot? I feel a way that these people robbed my cameras, bro. I feel a way. I was robbed. It was daylight robbery in front of my eyes. I've never been robbed before like this. In a corporate manner where man's holding on to your stuff and then takes your stuff and then robs you. I didn't know what to think. So I've been thinking all kinds of stupid thoughts. And I call them stupid thoughts because, look, there's always a legit way of how to get around to get the things that you want, man. We just never learned that way. We only learned the fists and hands and feet and all of that. And man has to change them ways, man. I got to change my ways, man. You know what I'm saying? I really do, man. So The Art of Thinking Clearly is by Ralph Dolabelli, yeah? It's a treasure. It is a treasure that destroys logical fallacies. And here are some pieces of advice that I got from the book. Because you know what? This book, and this is sometimes where I read and I stay in my house and I mind my business. Because sometimes you need to reflect over everything that's going on around you. And I think that reading, for me, it helps. Because sometimes people think, right, what's he doing? I'm reading. I'm trying to become more intelligent, more in depth with myself. So the first thing that I got from this book was beware of confirmation basis. Our tendency to favor information that confirms our pre-existing beliefs can cloud our judgment. Actively seeking out opposing viewpoints to maintain a more objective perspective is definitely the way forward. So I had to see, yeah, and this goes with people in life as well. Like, sometimes we like to be around people that agree with us, but when people don't agree with us, we don't like to be around them. Let me tell you something. Sometimes it's good to be around people that disagree with you, because it makes you grow into a better person. You being around everybody that just says, yes, 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 you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right. How do you grow in that kind of environment? You don't. So what happens is you become stagnant. When you become stagnant, you become depressed. When you become depressed, that's when you start taking these medications that the doctor gives you. Oh, take this, take that, take that, take Steriline, and it's going to make you feel good. No, it's going to make you feel empty. A lot of people don't realize that. Stop taking these dumb medications. Avoid sunk cost fallacy. Just because you've invested your time and money into something doesn't mean you should continue if it's not working. Evaluate decisions based on future benefits rather than past investments. Now, let me be real with you. Like, I had to say the same thing about my podcast studio. Now, at the start, my podcast studio was for me and I was making money and I could maintain it. Yeah, it was good. I loved it. Trust me, loved it. And then I lost my job and now I had to maintain it through my own money. Now, I had some money stacked and I had different ways of making money. So it wasn't that much of a problem. But then it became a problem. Because if you're not making money from something, but then you're investing all your own capital and you lose that capital, how do you still invest into that thing? Well, you can't. That's the truth. So, like, when I was reading this book, I'll be honest, sometimes I read books here and I'm like, damn, why is he talking to me for? I'm like, why are you talking to me, bro? Give me a break. I've already took enough L's, bro, and you're giving me another L by reading this book. But let me be honest with you. Sometimes you gotta read this stuff to wake up from the nap that you've been in for so long. So yes, I was investing money into a studio I wasn't making money from. Then I said, I need to start making money from it. So I started to put myself out there and push certain narratives, and I started to make money off of it. The studio started to make me money. The problem with making money from a podcast studio is that it is not tangible money, because it's not something of a need. It's something of a want and a desire more so. So you have to put in more work of selling a dream to people than a normal job, because people need phones, people need clothes, people need this. It's not really hard to sell if you need it. Does it make sense? So it became a little strenuous, and I was making money for a couple months and everything was going well, and then the cost of living hit. Bow! Bap, 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 bap. Yeah, I got the skilly bang. Bap, 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 wap, 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 wap. Yep, it sunk me like a ship. I was floating on the Dead Sea, bro. I was floating on the Dead Sea. It was a mad thing, yeah? And then I still invested my money, I'm so broke at this time, investing all my money into my studio, into my dream, thinking, yes, it's going to work, it's going to work, it's going to work, it's going to work. I'm going to bust. Then I said, 2 months, I'm going to try and bust myself. Forget everyone else, I'm going to invest in myself and then bust. But what happened is I had something called, when you write, yeah, you get something called writer's block. I got video block. Man, stopped wanting to film and just wanted to go live on TikTok because I was having fun and living my life. And it was kind of like an escapism. A lot of us don't realize this. When we're going on social media, we're doing it sometimes as a form of escapism, to escape the reality of what we're actually living. But the truth is, when you look at your pockets and your pockets are saying, you're like, nah, I need to do something better with my life, God. This is not it, brother. I need some dough. So you start working again. You start working again. You start working again. Then I got a job. Bam, invest in the studio again. But it's not bringing money. So it's like, I'm just putting money into my own habits, which is not a bad thing. Invest in yourself. I always tell people to do that. But sometimes some investments, you've got to say, you know what? I invested money into this equipment, everything else, but it's not working how I want to. So let me just do it from home and make more money. Like right now, I'm doing it from home. All I have to worry about is my electric and paying for that. I don't have to worry about nothing else. I have to worry about spending £675 to rent a space off a man, bro, when I can do that in my bedroom. Come on, let's keep it real. This is why I understand why certain influencers and certain streamers will be in their house. But it makes logical sense to be in your house. But I didn't want to bring people to my house because I was running a podcast and bare people was coming. But now it's not really like that. I don't really trust people. People are weirdos and everyone switches like the rain. And every 1 minute they're your friend, next minute you're not. It's weird, bro. The social media, 1 minute they hate you, next minute they love you, then they hate you again. It's all crazy. So yeah, evaluate your decisions based on your future benefits rather than your past investments. Number 3, recognize the influence of social proof. Just because everybody is doing something doesn't make it right. Be wary of comfortability and think independently to avoid blindly following the crowds. Now, I say this a lot. A lot of people on TikTok will try and jump on trends because it's trending. Now, it's all right being a trending person, yeah, or jumping on a trend and getting views, but how does that generate income? Now, you got to think logical. Does this, what I'm doing, suit my brand? If it doesn't, then why are you doing it? Because other people are doing it. You just want views. You just want clout. You just want recognition. But guess what? If you recognize your influence in the arena that you're in, why take yourself out of there and put yourself in an arena that you don't know? That's where you become blinded to the truth, and that's how you become short-sighted, and that's how sometimes your channel will get destroyed. So be careful of that. Beware of the hindsight bias. After an event occurs, it's easy to believe that the outcome was inevitable. Acknowledge that foresight is challenging and try to learn from the process rather than relying on hindsight. A lot of times, if I'm being real with you, a lot of us, yeah, when something happens, yeah, we're just like, you know what? Boy, that's the way it was meant to happen, isn't it? No, brother, how could I have prevented that? How could I stop that? How could I not let it happen again? It's always about thinking, you know what? Where did I flop and how to become better? It's called accountability, really. But I would say in the book, I call it the beware of the hindsight bias. So, yeah, that's what I got from the book. Number five, consider the base rate fallacy. Don't ignore general probabilities and rely solely on specific cases. Base your judgments on a combination of specific information and broader statistical trends. Never go into things thinking, I am the anomaly and it will work for me. Think about all the outcomes and how everything worked for everybody else in this field, because that gives you a basis to play with. Just having one-sided and just looking from one direction, sometimes it's a good thing, because sometimes when some people go into tunnel vision, they win. But sometimes you've got to be aware of the potential dangers that come with this as well. So I think I got that from the book as well. Guard against over-optimism. Be realistic about your potential outcomes. Overestimating the likelihood of success or underestimating risks can lead to poor decision-making. Let me invest all my money into this and nothing else. Brother, always have at least 3 to 4 ways of how to make money. If this way is not working, that way is going to work. If that way don't work, this way is going to work. But just have different ones, because there's so many things that can happen on this road. On the road to success, there's so many bumps and crannies and this and that and that and this and this and that and that and this and he hated and that person and this person. Look at me, for example. Had a podcast studio. Someone robbed most of my equipment. Most of my valuable equipment was robbed. Now, you might think, oh, damn, is that a sign from God saying give up? No, for me, it's not. It's just, bro, I got to work with what I got to work with and buy new equipment. I bought a new camera, a Sony ZV-1. You know what I'm saying? Is it the camera that I want? No. Do I want better? Of course. Do I have the money for it? No. So what do I do? Use what I have and spend what I do have. See, some people, they don't really recognize that when things happen, you've got to be able to adjust to it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I learned a lot from that. Mind the availability bias. Just because something is easily recalled or available in your memory doesn't mean it's representative of common. Actively seek out diverse information to avoid skewed judgments. Always look for the opposing views. I keep saying this to you. Always look for who is against you, because that is what makes you strive and thrive to become better. Majority of times, people do not become the best version of themselves because they're scared. Because they're scared. They're scared of people saying, nah, I don't really like that. Or they're scared of people rejecting them. Rejection is a form of success. I say it's the numbers game. Only 20 people can reject you until one person says, I accept you. It's just like applying for jobs, bro. You're going to apply for 10 jobs. They're all going to reject you. Maybe 20. They're all going to reject you. Then out of nowhere, you get a job. You see what I'm saying? It's that's how life works. And I'm a Muslim, so I believe in the Qadr of Allah. Like, I believe that Allah writes everything. So there's nothing that was for you that will miss you. And there's nothing that's not for you that won't miss you. Do you see what I'm saying? So that's how you've got to kind of have that mindset. So that's a few gems that I got from The Art of Thinking Clearly. And if you can apply these insights, they'll lead to you have more rational decision making and clearer thinking in various aspects of your life. I think a lot of people's minds not clear because they're not thinking rational. And that's why this book was a very good book for me personally. And I hope that you go and get it. If you can, it's called The Art of Thinking Clearly. You can download it. You can do it my way. Download it in PDF. You know that. dodgy ways and all that stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't do that, but you know what I'm saying? Invest in the book. Go to Waterstones and support my man, because you wrote a good book. Do I agree with everything in it? No. Did I give you what I got from it? Yes. Rare Talks were out, man. It's exclusive, man. Bow. Check it out.